وهو القاهر فوق عباده ويرسل عليكم حفظة حتى إذا جاء أحدكم الموت توفته رسلنا وهم لا يفرطون.
And he alone holds sway over his servants and sets guardians over you till death approaches any of you, and our deputed angels take his soul, neglecting no part of their task. And he alone holds sway over his servants and sets guardians over you. The angels who keep watch and maintain a record of everything, for instance, all their movements, deeds, and so on.
ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ أَلَا لَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ.
Then all are restored to Allah, their true protector. Behold, His is the judgment. He is the swiftest of those who take account.
قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ تَدْعُونَهُ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيَةً لَئِنْ أَنْجَانَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ.
Ask them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, who is it that delivers you from dangers in the deep darknesses of the land and the sea? And to whom do you call in humility and in the secrecy of your hearts? To whom do you pray? If he will but save us from this distress, we shall most certainly be among the thankful.
قُلِ اللَّهُ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْهَا وَمِنْ كُلِّ كَرْبٍ ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ تُشْرِكُونَ.
Say, it is Allah alone who delivers you from this and from every distress, and yet you associate others with Allah in His divinity. That God alone possesses all power and authority, and has full control over the things which cause either benefit or harm to men, and that He alone holds the reins of their destiny, are facts to which there is ample testimony in man's own being. For instance, whenever man is faced with a really hard time, and when the resources upon which he normally falls back seem to fail him, he instinctively turns to God. In spite of such a clear sign, people set up partners to God without any shred of evidence that anyone other than God has any share in His power and authority. The anomaly is that even though they are nourished by resources that God alone has created, they acknowledge others than Him to be their lords. Even though they have been delivered from danger and distress by His grace and mercy, they consider others than God to be their protectors and helpers. Even though they were born slaves of God, it is to others that they devote their worship. Even though it is God alone who relieves their distress and to whom they cry in adversity for deliverance, no sooner are they out of immediate danger than they extol others as their rescuers, and it is to them rather than to the one true God that they pay homage and make offerings.
قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّنْ فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ أَوْ يَلْبِسَكُمْ شِيَعًا وَيُذِيقَ بَعْضَكُمْ بَأْسَ بَعْضٍ انظر كيف نصرف الآيات لعلهم يفقهون.
Say, it is He who has the power to send forth chastisement upon you from above you, or from beneath your feet, or split you into hostile groups and make some of you taste each other's violence. Behold, how we set forth our signs in diverse forms, so that maybe they will understand the truth. Behold, how we set forth our signs in diverse forms, so that maybe they will understand the truth. God's punishment can strike in an instant. This is the warning to those who, supposing such punishment to be remote, were growing bolder in their hostility towards the truth. They could be destroyed in a moment by a hurricane. Just a few earthquake tremors could raze villages and cities to the ground. Likewise, a few sparks of hostility could ultimately wreak such havoc among tribes, nations, and countries that bloodshed and lawlessness plague them for years on end. Hence, if they are spared punishments for a while, that should not drug them to heedlessness and lead them to live in total disregard of distinctions between right and wrong. They should rather be grateful that God had given them respite, and by means of a number of signs, He was making it possible for them to recognize the truth and follow it.
وَكَذَّبَ بِهِ قَوْمُكَ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ قُلْ لَسْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِوَكِيلٍ.
Your people have denied it, even though it is the truth. Say, I am not a guardian over you. Say, I am not a guardian over you. A prophet is neither required to compel people to see what they are not prepared to see, nor to force into their hearts what they fail to comprehend. It is not a prophet's task to chastise people for failing to see and comprehend the truth. His task is merely to proclaim truth as distinct from falsehood. If people fail thereafter to accept it, they will be overwhelmed by the very misfortunes against which that prophet had warned.
لِكُلِّ نَبَإٍ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ.
Every tiding has its appointed time. You yourselves will soon know the end.
وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانُ فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَى مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
When you see those who are engaged in blasphemy against our signs, turn away from them until they begin to talk of other things. And should Satan ever cause you to forget, then do not remain after recollection in the company of those wrongdoing people. And should Satan ever cause you to forget, in case the Muslims fail to remember this directive and mistakenly continue to remain in the company of those who were indulging in making fun of their faith, they should withdraw from such company as soon as they remember this directive.
وَمَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ مِنْ حِسَابِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَلَكِنْ ذِكْرًا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ.
For those who are God-fearing are by no means accountable for the others, except that it is their duty to admonish them. Maybe then they will shun evil. Those who avoid disobedience to God will not be held responsible for the errors of those who disobey. This being the case, the former have no justification for taking it upon themselves to persuade the latter to obedience or to consider themselves obliged to answer all their questions, however absurd and flimsy, until the truth is forced down their throats. Their duty is merely to admonish and place the truth before those whom they find stumbling about in error. If there is no response to this call except remonstration and obstinate argument, they are under no obligation to waste their time and energy on them. They should rather devote their time and energy to instructing and admonishing those who have an urge to seek out the truth.
وَذَرِ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبًا وَلَهْوًا وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَذَكِّرْ بِهِ أَن تُبْسَلَ نَفْسٌ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ لَيْسَ لَهَا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ لَيْسَ لَهَا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ وَإِن تَعْدِلْ كُلَّ عَدْلٍ لَا يُؤْخَذْ مِنْهَا أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ أُبْسِلُوا بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَهُمْ شَرَابٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ لهم شراب من حميم وعذاب أليم بما كانوا يكفرون.
Leave alone those who have made a sport and a pastime of their religion, and whom the life of the world has beguiled. But continue to admonish them with the Quran, lest a man should be caught for what he has himself earned, for there shall neither be any protector nor intercessor apart from Allah. And though he may offer any conceivable ransom, it shall not be accepted from him, for such people have been caught for the deeds that they have themselves earned. Boiling water to drink and a painful chastisement to suffer for their unbelief is what awaits them.